Now, here's a heartwarming story for you. A six-year-old girl from Wearside has walked for the first time. Abby Pender from Seaham Harbour was born with cerebral palsy and had a lifelong mobility problems. Her mum and dad, Zoe and Graham, are full of praise for the children's charity Heel and Toe, and our reporter Rebecca O'Neill has been to meet them.
The worst day ever. I couldn't get over it. I had to get counselling and doctor's help. It's just the worst thing a mum could possibly go through, to see one daughter achieving everything and hitting our milestones and the other one just not. It's just heartbreaking, really bad.
She was delivered by emergency section. So there was complications. She was blue. They had to resuscitate her. They then told us that she was going to die within 24 hours. She pulled through, obviously. She spent 2 weeks in intensive care. Then she came home. And then we could, obviously, after a few months, tell her something wasn't right, because Abby's a twin. And we could compare the two of them. And then she was diagnosed just before she was 1 year old with cerebral palsy.
From day one, that Abby's been a little fighty, you know. If the doctors said she was
definitely, they only give her 24 hours, and then she fought, and she's kept fighting ever since. And she's starting to prove everyone wrong. They said she would never walk, and here she is walking.
We started giving her some physiotherapy from Heel and Toe. Alan comes out of the house, and then all of a sudden, it just seems like an overnight success. Alan came out and said the goal is to get Abby to walk into school. And obviously we've been told that she would never walk.
So what did you say to him when he said that?
No way. I was gobsmacked. I went, really? And he was like, yeah. And I went, so that's doable. Of course it is. And Abby can do that. No problem.
So then come September, when you stood there and you watched Abby walk through the gates, What was that like?
All the staff were in reception. They were all watched her. Some of them broke down and cried. And then we cried and Ellie was crying, and then Abby started crying. It was just like, it was the best day of our lives. It was amazing to see her walk into school where normally we push her into school. It was amazing.
Hello, my name is Alan McDonald. I'm the clinical services manager at Heel and Toe, and I'm a physiotherapist by trade. Abby's main goal that she really wanted to work on was to find a means of independent mobility, and we're working very much towards that at the moment. She's achieved fantastic progress. In order to do that, we do also offer block treatments of therapy, which sometimes can be really, really helpful, because while a treatment a week is a very nice model to use, it can be very, very helpful to have a full week of 2 hours a day where we can really home in on one specific thing and work on it. And that provides the opportunity for children to have a lot more carryover and to pick things up quite a lot quicker.
Well, the charity Heel and Toe, who are based in Durham, started 6 years ago now when Paul Bannister was looking for specialist services for his daughter, who has cerebral palsy. Now they're looking to expand. They've just bought a new building in Chesley Street and need to raise £150,000 to kit it out.
Anybody who can donate their time, anybody who can donate equipment, anybody who can come and just slap a coat of paint on, any donations at all. We look for donations of kitchens, plumbing equipment, furniture, anybody who wants to get on board and help us.
So what does Abby make of all of this then?
She's so proud of herself.
What do you think she'll say when she hears you on the radio talking about her tonight?
She'll be like, what are you doing, my dad?
And if you're interested in donating, you can call Amanda Tweedy on 0191 386 8606. So that's 386 8606, so the website is heelandtoe.org.uk. So heelandtoe.org.uk.